Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Catherine Computer back on the show. Catherine is one of the top branding experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's been doing branding for a number of years, almost her whole life, and she's the author of a number of books on the topic, including Breakthrough Branding, including You Are a Brand, including The Female Brand, which we've never really talked about. I'll have to ask her about that sometime. Catherine Computer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. All right, Catherine, we're going to talk about something that we haven't covered yet on the show, and that is the buzzsaw PR nightmare that Paula Deen, the Southern Chef spokesperson for food products, cooking network, celebrity. Just really in the last 5 years is, and also maybe even restaurant owner. I think she may own a chain of restaurants.
She's a restaurant owner. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in the last 5 to 8 years, she has really burst onto the scene big time, hasn't she?
Certainly, she's one of the top, food celebrities. Celebrity chefs. So
millions of earning millions of dollars a year.
Yes. Yes.
And then something happened. What happened?
Well, what happened was there was a lawsuit. She was in partnership with her brother in a group of restaurants, and one of them in Savannah. One of the employees,
Savannah, Georgia,
left and sued them for racism for $1.5 million.
Yeah. Now, interesting, just as an interesting side note, the racism suit came from a white person, as I remember.
A white person, yeah. The woman was white.
Who claimed that she observed racism. And I still don't know how that case was brought together, but regardless, in her testimony, Paula Deen, I guess, was asked some pointed questions, and she apparently answered them honestly.
Yes, she answered them very honestly, but that was her problem because she is a celebrity now. She's somebody that has deep pockets. These endorsements are over $17 million a year.
Yeah.
She has a lot to lose, and I think she didn't really take it seriously that this.
But she
could be
admitted
a news story.
In the testimony, she admitted using the N-word 30 apparently 30 years ago.
Well, she said some time ago, but when she was asked if she used the N-word, she boldly replied, "Yes, of course."
Oh, okay.
And then she said it's been a very long time ago, but she said yes, of course.
Well, couldn't anyone telling the truth? Almost anyone say that? I mean, who hasn't said the N-word sometime in their life, if not just to explain, to a child or whatever?
Well, yeah, Jim, here's how to answer it. If she had had good advice, good legal advice, or good crisis management PR advice, which she did not have, because everything she did was a parable, a recipe for disaster, was a parable for entrepreneurs of what not to do. But anyway, what she should have done is say, apologize, and just say, first of all, I don't condone racism. I don't condone using any kind of slurs against a different race or a different group of people in any way, shape, or form. A long time ago, I was ignorant, and I may have said it a couple of times, but you know what? I really despise that kind of treatment and everything that I do in my life today, the way I run my businesses.
We don't run our businesses that way. So, and
she didn't answer. She answered it honestly. Yes, of course. And then it was almost like she was talking on and on about,
Is this when she offered, I mean, I've always wondered if she offered the story about the party that she wanted to have with the black waiters. Did she offer that on her own, or did somebody, did they probe
her
about that?
She offered that on her own, in a way, she didn't understand that she had a lot to lose, that people are going to listen to what she says. And
well, obviously,
clueless.
Of course, now, we just got through having a conversation with a lying expert, somebody who talked about lying. Of course, she was under oath when she did this.
She was under oath.
You have to tell the truth, but you don't have to spill your guts with about what they don't ask about, right?
Right. That's what she made a mistake with. And also to say, yes, of course.
And I think she obviously was naive about, as we wrap up this segment, she was naive about the explosive conditions that are around any kind of racial slur. I mean, doesn't she know about what's happened to other people? We're going to talk some more about this. And how can you prevent yourself from stepping into these landmines in the future yourself with our good friend Catherine Caputa? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.